This is the Thakkar Murli of the 7th of July 2025. The essence, sweet children, you are very royal students. You have to stay in remembrance of the father, teacher and Sadguru and do spiritual service. Question, what are the signs of those who move along while considering themselves to be unlimited actors? Answer, they do not let their intellects remember any subtle or corporeal bodily being. They continue to remember the one father and their home, the land of peace, because all the greatness is of the one father. Just as the father helps the whole world and purifies the impure, so you children become helpers in the same way as the father. Om Shanti. First of all, the father cautions you children. While sitting here in front of the father, you are considering yourselves to be souls. Let it enter your intellects that you are sitting in front of the father and that you are also sitting in front of the teacher. The number one aspect is that each of you is a soul. The father is a soul, the teacher too is a soul. And the guru is also a soul. All are one and the same. You are listening to something new. You say, Baba, we listen to this every cycle. Let your intellects remember that the father is teaching you and that you souls are listening to him with your organs. It is only at this time that you children receive this knowledge from God, the highest on high. He is the father of all souls, and he gives you your inheritance. What knowledge does he give? He grants everyone salvation, that is, he takes you back home. How many does he take back? You know all of this. All souls have to return home like swarms of mosquitoes. In the golden age, there is just the one religion. There is everything. Purity, peace, and happiness. It is very easy for you children to explain using the pictures. When children are able to understand where England is on a map, they are easily able to remember it. It is the same here. It has to be explained to each student. The praise is also of the One. Salutations to Shiva, to God, the highest on high. A father, a creator, is the senior member of a family. Those fathers are of limited homes, whereas this one is the father of the unlimited home. He is also the teacher. He is teaching you. Therefore, you children should have a great deal of happiness. You are royal students. The father says, I enter an ordinary body. Prajapita Brahma definitely has to exist here. How could anything be done without him? He is adopted, and so he would definitely have to be someone mature. So a mature person is needed. Sri Krishna would not say, child, child. That only suits an elderly person. No one would call a child Baba. Therefore, it should enter the intellects of you children who it is you are sitting in front of. You should also have happiness inside you. No matter where students may be sitting, their intellects would remember their father and their teacher. Their father is separate from their teacher. Your father, teacher and guru is one and the same. This Baba is also a student. He too is studying. The only difference is that he has given his chariot on loan. There is no other difference. Otherwise, he is just like you. This soul also understands what you understand. The greatness is of the one Father. He is called Prabhu Ishwar. This one also says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the one supreme soul. Forget all subtle and corporeal bodily beings. You are residents of the land of peace. You are unlimited actors. No one else knows these things. No one in the whole world knows these aspects. Those who come here continue to understand and continue to do the Father's service. You are God's helpers, are you not? The Father has also come to serve you. He does the service of purifying the impure. When you lose your kingdom and become unhappy, you call out to the Father. You would only have called out to the one who had given you that kingdom. You children know that the Father has come to make you into the masters of the land of happiness. No one else in the world knows this. All the residents of Bharat belong to the one religion. That is the main religion. Only when that religion no longer exists can the Father come and establish it. You children know that God, whom the whole world calls out to as Allah or God, has come here according to the drama, exactly as he did in the previous cycle. This is the same episode of the Gita in which the Father comes and carries out establishment. It is said, Brahmins and deities, warriors are not mentioned. Because the warriors are 2 degrees less, only salutations to the Brahmins and deities is said. The new world is called heaven. The Silver Age would not be called a new world. At first, in the Golden Age, the world is completely new. This world is now the oldest of all. You will then go to the newest world of all. We are now going to that world, and this is why you children say that you are changing from human beings into Narayan. We listen to the story of the true Narayan. It is not called the story of becoming a prince. It is called the story of the true Narayan. They consider Narayan to be a different person, but they don't show a biography of Narayan. There are many aspects of this knowledge. And this is why you are given this knowledge over 7 days. You have to stay in a bhati for 7 days. It isn't that you can come and stay here in a bhati all the time. If that were so, many would make the excuse of having to stay in this bhati and just stay here. Studying takes place in the morning and evening. The atmosphere in the afternoon is not as good. At night too, from 10 to midnight, the atmosphere is very bad. Here, you children have to make effort to stay in remembrance and become Seto Pradhan. There, you remain busy in your work or business throughout the day. There are many who work and who also study in order to get a better job. You are studying here. Therefore, you have to remember the teacher who is teaching you. Okay, if you remember him as the teacher, you can also remember all three, the Father, teacher, and Guru at the same time. It is very easy for you. Therefore, you should be able to remember him instantly. He is our Baba, our teacher, and also our Guru. The Father is the highest on high, the one from whom we receive our inheritance of heaven. We will definitely go to heaven. Heaven definitely has to be established. You are making effort to attain a high status. Only you know this. Human beings will come to know this when your sound spreads. The spiritual religion of you Brahmins is to follow Srimat and to remain busy in doing this spiritual service. people will also come to know of the elevated task you are carrying out by following Srimat. No one else can do the spiritual service that you do. Only you who belong to the Brahmin religion can do this task. Therefore, you should busy yourselves in this task and only remain busy in this. The Father also remains busy, doth he not? You are establishing a kingdom. Government leaders simply meet to sustain everyone. What are you doing here in an incognito way? You are incognito, unknown, non-violent warriors. No one knows the meaning of this. You are a doubly non-violent army. The greatest violence is the vice that makes one impure. This vice has to be conquered. God speaks, lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering this vice, you become conquerors of the world. Lakshmi and Narayan conquered the world, did they not? Bharat conquered the world. How did they become the masters of the world? Outsiders would not be able to understand this. A very broad and unlimited intellect is needed to understand this. Those who sit for important examinations have to have broad and unlimited intellects. You are establishing your own kingdom by following Srimat. You can explain to anyone that peace used to exist in the world and that there were no other kingdoms at that time. There cannot just be peace in heaven. Paradise is called the Garden of Allah. There won't only be a garden there, human beings are also needed. You children now understand that you are becoming the masters of paradise. You children should have so much intoxication, and your thoughts should be elevated. You do not want external comfort. You have to remain absolutely simple at this time. You are now going to your in-laws' home. This is your parents' home. You have double, two fathers here. One is the highest on high, the incorporeal one, and the other is this corporeal one, who is also the highest on high. You are now going to the land of Vishnu, to your in-laws. That will not be called the land of Krishna. Land would not belong to a child. It is the land of Vishnu, which means the land of Lakshmi and Narayan. You are studying Raja Yoga. Therefore, you definitely will become like Narayan from ordinary humans. You children are the true helpers of God. Baba calls a true helper of God someone who makes effort to remain soul conscious for at least 8 hours. When no karmic bondages remain, you can become helpers and reach your karmateet stage. The karmateet stage is definitely needed to become like Narayan from an ordinary human. If karmic bondages still remain, there would be punishment. You children can understand for yourselves that remembrance requires a great deal of effort. The method for this is very easy. Simply remember the Father. The ancient yoga of Bharat is very well known. This knowledge is for yoga, which the Father comes and teaches you. Sri Krishna does not teach yoga. Sri Krishna has been portrayed with a discus of self-realization. That picture is completely wrong. You must not remember any pictures, etc. now. Forget everything. Your intellect should not be pulled to anyone. Your line has to be very clear. This is the time to study. Forget the world. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. only then will your sins be absolved. The Father says, when you first came, you came bodiless, and you now have to return bodiless. You are all rounders. Those actors are limited, whereas you are unlimited. You now know that you have played those parts many times. You have become the masters of the unlimited many times. Small plays are performed many times within this unlimited play. Whatever happens from the golden age to the iron age, that continues to repeat. Everything from the top to the bottom is in your intellects. There are the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and this world cycle. That's all. You have no connection with any other land. Your religion is one that gives a great deal of happiness. When it is time for the others to come, they will come again. As you came down, number-wise, so you will go back again. What could we say of other religions? You simply have to stay in remembrance of the One Father. Forget all the pictures, etc., and remember the One Father. Not even Brahma, Vishnu, or Shankar should be remembered, just the One Father. People believe that the Supreme Soul is an oval image. How could anyone be like an oval image? How could he then speak this knowledge? Would he inspire you by speaking through a loudspeaker that you would listen to? Nothing happens through inspirations. It isn't that he inspires Shankar. All of this is predestined in the drama. Destruction definitely has to take place. Just as you souls speak through bodies, so God too speaks to you children. His part is divine and unique. There is only the One Father who purifies the impure. He says, my part is unique. Those who came here in the previous cycle will continue to come. Whatever happened in the past is in the drama. There cannot be the slightest difference. You also have to think about making effort. It isn't that you can say your efforts are less according to the drama. In that case, the status you receive would be very low. Your efforts have to be intensified. Don't leave it to the drama. Continue to check your chants. Keep increasing your chants. Make notes. Is your chant increasing or decreasing? Great care has to be taken. Here you have the company of Brahmins, whereas outside there is only bad company. They only speak of wrong things. The Father is now removing you from bad company. Human beings have changed their ways of living and their dress, etc., because of the influence of bad company. They have completely changed their land and their dress. This is like insulting their own religion. Look at their hairstyles. There is body consciousness. They spend 100 to 150 rupees just on having their hair styled. That is called extreme body consciousness. They can never take this knowledge. Baba says, remain completely simple. There is body consciousness when you wear an expensive sari. In order for your body consciousness to break, everything you wear should be very simple. Good and expensive things bring about body consciousness. At this time, you are in the state of ordinary dress. The day before a girl gets married, she is made to wear old torn clothes. Remove your attachment from everything. Remain very ordinary. You may go to weddings in colored clothes, in order to fulfill your responsibility, but once you come home, get changed. You now have to go beyond sound. Those in the stage of retirement wear white clothes. All of you, young and old, are in the stage of retirement. Remind even little children of Shiv Baba. They can only be benefited by this. We are now to go to Shiv Baba. That's all. Achcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vodarna. 1. Constantly pay attention and make sure that your behavior is not based on body consciousness in any way. Remain very simple. Have no attachment to anything. Remain cautious of bad company. 2. While making effort to have remembrance, break all your karmic bondages and so become karmatid. Remain soul conscious for at least 8 hours and become a true helper of God. Blessing. May you be a master creator and use your broad and unlimited intellect and your big heart to give everyone the experience of belonging. The first creation of a master creator is his body. Those who achieve complete success in being masters of their bodies give everyone the experience of belonging with their love and connection. By having a connection with such a soul, souls experience one or another speciality of happiness from a bestower of peace, love, bliss, cooperation, courage, zeal, and enthusiasm. Only such souls are said to be those with broad and unlimited intellects with big hearts. Slogan. Constantly continue to experience the flying stage with your wings of zeal and enthusiasm. Abhyat signal. Accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. In order to make yourself full of elevated thoughts, remain a trustee. To be a trustee means to be a double light angel. Every elevated thought of such children is always successful. One elevated thought from you children, and you receive from the Father the fruit of 1,000 elevated thoughts. You receive 1,000-fold return for one. Om Shanti.